Case number 11,332, David G. Boyle, south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being east of Maple Lane, 1,100 feet south of Cedar Road, and being more specifically Lot 22, Keenwick Subdivision. Tax map ID is 533, map 20.13, parcel 7, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Give me a moment there, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Boyle, 383 Maple Lane,
Southern. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. we're requesting a variance. We purchased the home just last year, and we wanted to elevate it, and it became apparent that the parts of the house extended inside the setback range. I do have a correction for what was originally supplied, where it lists the different variances requested for the different sides. On the fourth one, it requested a variance of 7 feet for the condensing unit, and this was redrawn to show that the condensing unit's going to be moved after the house is elevated, and the sheds that are on the side will be removed also. So you only need a setback of about 4 feet.
That's fine.
So the original drawing showed the condensing unit still sticking out closer to the property line, but that's going to be moved around toward the back. And the reason we want to raise the house up is that we purchased it, the flood insurance was quite high because it's of its elevation.
Okay. So this is to eliminate some of that.
Right.
By getting it raised up with.
Okay.
On one of these here, though, you're going, you've got, what was that scene? Storage is to be removed. Oh, existing wooden deck is to be removed. That's in the back, correct?
Right.
Went to the lagoon, and then
it's the
new wooden deck in its place?
Well, there's currently a porch, a screened-in porch. There'll be another screened-in porch on the second floor in the
okay.
same location.
All right. Oh, thank you for that. That'll help.
Okay.
So you won't need. Okay, are there any, are there any questions from members of the board? I'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
No.
None? Okay, Mr. Ricker.
You're going straight up, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and when you go up, or you're going to be encroaching, in other words, you weren't encroaching before when it was the ground level? From what I'm trying to.
It was a little bit into the county's setbacks, but not the Keenwick setbacks, except for on this one side where the sheds were and the air condensing. This will be corrected after it's raised.
This is the exact image going up as you had
right.
on the ground. Is that correct? Except
right.
for.
Except for it'll be smaller after we remove the decks. Remove the sheds. But they're not.
You were in violation then, too, right?
Apparently, when I bought it, it was in violation.
Yes.
How old is the house, do you know?
I was told it was built in the '70s.
Well, that was during planning zoning. So zoning came into effect in the '60s, so.
Whether variance is granted, Ms. Tebow?
Whether variance is granted?
Yeah, were there any?
I will double check. Lawrence has a note on here. It says it was prior.
Prior to the?
'74.
Prior to '74.
But he doesn't specify what percentage good at '74 it was, so.
Right, okay.
So anyway, you're going straight up with this and.
Right.
Okay, you'll be able to meet the height requirement of 42 feet?
Yes.
Okay, from BFE? Okay. That's an important aspect of when you go up and we approve something that. Well, let me get this straight again. You need 2.1 tenths of it for the front yard. Is that correct? That's what you're going to go for?
Right.
4.1 tenths of a foot from the 10-foot side yard, north side.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, I just wanted you to. And 4.05 from the south side. And let's see, you do have a 7-foot from the 10-foot side for the condensing unit. That's going to be out of there. Is that right?
That's going to be removed,
okay.
Right.
Just so I have it in the back. Record. The number four is, okay, we don't rule on.
You don't need that one.
Okay.
Any further questions?
No, that's it. I'm sorry.
Mr. Hudson?
So with the condensing unit being removed, there is no need for a variance there. You'll meet the setback.
Yep.
Okay. Right.
All right. Excuse me, Mr. Mills?
Yeah.
Any questions?
Good.
Nope. All right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I also have one letter.
Have one letter in favor?
In favor.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I also have one letter for that as well.
Ready? Thank you. Hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask what's the opposition's problem?
He is in charge of all building construction projects in Kenwick on the Bay in Selbyville, Delaware, for the Kenwick Homeowners Association. He would like to go on record as opposing the south side variance for the 7-foot required. This violates their 5-foot minimum side setback.
So
the applicant has received a letter.
Actually, he contacted me and told me about that because I wasn't aware of it, that the condensing unit was a problem. That's why we made the change.
I got you.
Okay.
So his opposition.
He forwarded me the letter. He forwarded you.
All right.
So
see, that helps now.
That's about that.
Why.
So that's right, taking care of itself. And that's why you did that. Thank you for that, sir. Okay. Then hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion. And it's for 1, 2, 3 variances only. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,332. There certainly is a uniqueness to the property. The applicant has demonstrated that he's in a flood zone and needs to raise the dwelling up to meet the standards of the flood zone requirements. And also, it's a 50-foot wide parcel. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship, the exceptional practical difficulty, I don't believe has been caused by the applicant. It's in a flood zone, which requires certain requirements. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. and requested a variance as a minimum that will not, will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,332. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,332 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Good luck.
Case number 11.